For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
I could do this.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
What?
You? Well, welcome to the show, everyone.
Wow, what are you looking
around? Joe's got no energy tonight, I guess. I don't know.
I was going to see Eric was all kick frantic. This chicken.
I was like, oh, Eric, go. You're the one who did all that coke before we started.
Hey, you brought it.
Shuck it, duck it. So, raise your hand if you had Drew McIntyre winning the title back.
I did once he came out with a fucking sword.
Once he came out, I meant before the show. Once he had like his own outfit and sword and put the sword into the vagina before he walked down to the ring.
And then explosion.
And then explosion.
My sword in the hole and the big explosion.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Drew's winning the title.
100%.
They're blowing Drew versus
It was
Roman.
A WrestleMania entrance.
It really was.
Yeah.
You know,
it was better than his WrestleMania entrance.
Well, yeah.
Do you have the ratings for Monday?
It was like 1.7 something.
Oh, no.
No, it's been that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while now.
One entrance isn't going to raise the needle, you know?
Right. Yeah. Call your friends. Tell them what's happening right now.
Right.
Either way, it was going to be a rematch. We've seen Orton versus Roman a million times, although that was years ago. And we've seen McIntyre Reigns a million times. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Only a year ago.
I just don't know, you know.
I think it's funny how Triple H recently said in an interview, he's like, I think Roman versus Drew McIntyre could be like, you know, Flair Hogan big. It could be Rock Austin big. But we just can't blow it right now. We got to like wait a few years. And then Vince is like, ha, 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 ha.
I'm a genius.
He's like, did you say blow it?
I'm blowing it right now.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hey, Roman Drew, I got to tell you guys something.
I love you.
Yeah. He does love both of them.
Yeah. So, all right. Before we get into all this, we also have to do predictions for Survivor Series.
Woo!
It's going to be a big one. Before we do all that, we got to thank three new patrons. So we want to thank Joe, no last name. Just Joe.
I figured I'd contribute.
You've made so many
usernames
on there. So many accounts.
How much are you giving now each month?
The next one's mine, too.
Harry?
Yeah. Thanks to Mansky. Oh, not
Harry Joe. Yeah. I get it.
Harry Paratesticles?
Maybe.
Harry,
And then Jacob Bates.
That's not me.
He's got a last name, so congratulations, Jacob, on your last name.
Thanks, everyone.
Joe and Harry have no last name. So, like, when people... It also like shows me their email, and a lot of times I could see their last name. But if their username just says Joe, like Joe's does, for instance, then I don't say it because maybe they don't want their last name read on the show.
Understood.
Yeah, that could be.
So that's why. Yeah. So Joe, Harry, and Jacob Bates, thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
And if you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You'll get the Survivor Series recap coming this Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that. Not for Survivor Series, but for... Eric Hamilton's Slider Series.
Slider Series.
The Slider Series.
Two dueling slider teams.
Yes.
Slamilton's Slider Series.
There will be five sliders on one side, five sliders on the other side.
Technically 6-6.
And
the more the merrier.
I have a prediction. They'll all be in my stomach.
Yeah. Well, so prediction. Joe and I are going to eat all 12 of them, and then we'll decide which ones are better.
Yeah.
While Eric just, jerks off in the corner.
A stalk of celery to eat.
All right.
Yes.
So SmackDown starts with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. Mm. And Roman's entrance was over 3 minutes long. And he got pyro on the stage and in the ring.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he had a WrestleMania entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like for like the top babyface.
I know.
So just in case you're wondering who the real babyface is, yes, it's still Roman Reigns.
It's still Roman.
The plan,
100%.
The plan down the line is for Roman Reigns to still be the biggest babyface in WWE.
Oh, my God.
So Roman says, before me, no one knew which Uso Jey was, and I made him into main event Jey Uso. Also at Survivor Series, I will beat WWE's secondary champion, Randy Orton. But then out comes Drew McIntyre.
There he is.
Oh, we brand quarterly invitational.
They don't even bother to say that anymore.
He's just here.
It's really not.
There first, it was wild card, then brand to brand. Now it's just fuck it. Who cares?
Yes, who cares?
Why even have a draft? Drew gets in the ring.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Wild card.
So Drew gets in the ring and tells Roman, "You aren't facing Randy Orton because I'm taking back the WWE Championship on Raw. So at Survivor Series, it's going to be you and me." And McIntyre.
Hey, Drew, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Just because you read the script doesn't mean you have to tell us all.
Right.
Jeez.
So McIntyre reminds Roman that he eliminated him last to win the Royal Rumble earlier this year.
To the biggest pop ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were all there. It was amazing.
Then he reminds
Eric and I hugged and jumped up and
down. We did.
Roman didn't win.
Yeah.
Drew.
Then he reminds Paul. Again, that's Roman's got 4 second place. And he's gotten second place 4 times in the Rumble now. It's at least 3, but I think it's 4. Randy Orton, 2017. Nakamura, Drew McIntyre, and Batista.
Right.
That's 4 second place finishers.
And he finished 3rd when Triple H won the title.
Right.
Yeah, he did. Fuck.
Top 3 Roman. And I mean, he's won it once, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1 time. Drew then tells Roman, "You left this place and someone had to step up. Well, I'm the man now, and I will prove it at Survivor Series." And here's Roman's response.
"I like you, Drew. Always have. I respect you, too. Everything you said was the truth. But I'm back now. And ever since I came back, nobody knows who you are. I don't watch Raw.
You're not missing much.
It's all good. Nobody does."
Wow.
That's some renegade shit.
Oh,
for sure.
That's got to replace maybe Balor's. You have to put it on there.
Yeah.
I don't watch Raw. Nobody does.
Well,
there's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Even Heyman in the background saying, "You're not missing much."
Yeah.
No, that for sure.
Especially because
sure
both of those could be
clip
on the soundboard. We need to mix it up. It's got maybe both of them.
Yeah.
I like the dig because wasn't Heyman running Raw?
Right.
Yeah.
And even Heyman said in the background, "You're not missing much."
Yeah. Right.
That was a little too real. And no one watches Raw. No one really watches SmackDown either. No. Like SmackDown,
right.
SmackDown has 400,000 more viewers than Raw.
Sure.
Well, they're like in the 2.1 range. Raw's in the 1.7 range.
Yeah.
So then McIntyre says, "Next Sunday at Survivor Series, I'm going to show you who the secondary champion really is." But then Jey Uso runs out and tells Roman, "I got this." And he tells Drew, "We run this show." And he challenges Drew to a match for later. Drew shoves Jey down like the bitch that he is, and he gets face-to-face with Reigns.
Nice.
Jey gets up, but Roman, like, you know, kind of holds Jey back, like, don't.
Stifle.
And the tribal chief leaves with his 2 shitheads. And backstage, Roman yells at Jey because he says, you know, there's no we. I run this show. I make the matches. You just do what you're told, stuff like that.
GM.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you're champion, you get to be the GM also.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
Next up, we have Apollo Crews versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
Mm.
I don't know why Apollo Crews. How did he get this match?
How did?
Because he was U.S. champ. Like in the
how
last
did he
six
get
months?
On TV?
Yeah, exactly. So Sami cuts a promo before the match, bitching that he was told last minute he has to defend his title tonight. I guess they just did this so that Sami could get a championship defense.
Sure.
To make people think he has a shot against Bobby Lashley.
Right.
Mm.
But Sami rips the apron off the ring, and then he ties Apollo's foot under the apron and wins by count out in like 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
It's a quick match. Backstage, Adam Pearce tells McIntyre, "You're a Raw superstar and he's a SmackDown superstar. Well, I can't sanction this match. But if you want it, you know, I'll give it to you."
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, no problem at all.
I mean, I'm also a Raw and a SmackDown GM. So.
Right.
But you know, I'm on both shows. Wait a minute.
Hold it.
Hold it.
So, of course, Drew says yes.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Sasha Banks in-ring promo. She brags about retaining against Bayley and then starts to talk about Carmella. But then Bayley's music hits. Bayley starts walking to the ring, but then Carmella appears in the ring and gives Sasha a super kick for the second week in a row. Hopefully,
a super
they don't...
kick?
Well, if you want to call it that.
She gives the X-bomb, the new finisher, her new finisher.
No, I thought she super kicked her.
No, she did the same finisher that she did last week. I think it's her new finisher. No, the Xbox thing.
She super kicked her.
She did the face thing straight down. I promise you. I just watched this like 2 hours ago.
Did she do
she
both?
Also
remember last week she did the, what do you call that move that Xbox did and Lana did?
The X Factor?
Yeah.
Yeah. She did that on the stage last week. First she super kicked her, then she did that. But yeah, this week, maybe she did both. I just definitely remember she
I saw a super kick, I saw so super I guess kick. It was both.
She must have done both again. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Hopefully this is not like a Lana situation where Sasha just gets super kicked and X-factored for 10 straight weeks.
Oh, that story's such good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Next up, we go backstage and Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode are making fun of Otis right in front of him while Otis is aggressively eating 3 plates of food.
Otis, once again, is a punchline.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we've all been there.
Otis...
aggressively eating 3 plates.
Otis flips the table and growls at them, and we go to commercial. Mm. And we got Dolph Ziggler versus Otis in a WrestleMania rematch.
Okay.
We're still doing this.
Dwell on that.
Yeah.
WrestleMania rematch.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Dolph versus Otis.
Otis wins with the Vader bomb in 3 minutes.
Poor Dolph.
Yeah.
Poor Dolph.
For us.
And then backstage after the match, Chad Gable tells Otis, "You could do that to anybody, but you need a mentor. You need to unlock your inner alpha." And then Gable hands Otis a pamphlet to the Alpha Academy.
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Otis is all excited. He's like, "Oh yeah, I can do this, Tucky." And Gable's like, "I'm not Tucky," but no, that's what it's not. So anyways, Otis is excited. He walks away, but then we see Gable give an evil smirk.
Right.
Like,
this is going to suck.
Oh, boy. Another shitty story.
I'm going to take all of his money. Yeah, Gable is just, look, he's not a good babyface. He's certainly not a good heel either.
I can't wait till this leads to me losing to him on the pre-show of WrestleMania.
Exactly.
WrestleMania? Maybe elimination.
Fast lane.
There you go.
Done.
Next up, we have Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio. No holds barred match. The final chapter. Part one.
Is it right?
Part one of 10.
Yeah.
Part one. Here we go.
We got the Mysterio family ringside and Murphy in Seth's corner. Of course, you know, we got Mama, the whole Mysterio family.
Mysterio
and Aaliyah Mysterio. It's a no holds barred match. Seth has shown many times that he will rip someone's eyeball, but... please, my wife and my daughter, be ringside.
My wife.
And it's no holds barred. And they're, well, good. Because at one point, he's about to, do it again. And Dominic didn't even get near them.
No.
It's like he's about to kill him. And Dominic's like, "Dad, wake up." No, it's no holds barred.
Yeah.
He can't do it. He's a babyface.
Get in.
So Ray goes for his slide to Seth outside the ring. But Seth catches him and suplexed him on the announce table. And then Seth puts Ray face down on the steel steps, and he's about to curb stomp him on it. And I wrote the same thing. Dominic just stands there watching because he's a babyface and he can't interfere. And Ray moves when Seth goes for it. Later, Seth jumps off the first rope and power bombs Ray through a table. Kick out.
Yep.
Kick out
sure,
by Ray.
Sure. Yeah.
Seth then tries to stab Ray's eye with a chair, but now Dominic interferes and he pulls Seth out of the ring. But then Seth just super kicks Dominic. I think are we supposed to forget that Dominic is a wrestler?
He pulls
Seth out of the ring, and then Seth just like, "Fuck you," super kick.
Yeah.
Like they had a SummerSlam match.
Right.
Where Dominic almost won, but okay. Seth gets back in the ring, but Ray kicks the chair into Seth's face. Then Murphy gets in the ring. He hands Seth the chair, picks up Ray, but then Murphy knees Rollins in the face. Murphy leaves the ring. Rollins is in shock. He hangs over the second rope to yell at Murphy. And then here comes Rey Mysterio, 6-1. He falls out of the ring.
He literally falls out of the ring. Buluka, buluka.
So he botches the 619. Then Michael Cole tried to save it by saying, oh, Seth moved the ropes. He moved the ropes.
Oh, but he got punched kind of by Ray, and now he's dead on the ropes.
He
again.
Knows yeah. He knows Ray so much that he moved the ropes, so he couldn't hit the 619. Yeah. So then what happens right after that? He hits the 619.
Ah, okay. Makes sense.
So and smart. Then Ray hits an Eddie Guerrero frog splash for the win.
He does the Guerrero shot.
Because that was 15 years to the day that Eddie died.
Yeah.
Damn.
Here's the thing. This whole thing was dumb. Buddy Murphy, what, last week?
Murphy.
Help.
Just Murphy.
Buddy.
The Murph.
Yeah.
It should just be Buddy.
The Murph.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy. So, like, he helps Seth, and she goes, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing? What the fuck? Then he goes, trust me. Yeah. And then the very next week, he, like, what was all this for? Why would they have to do that segment where he goes, trust me, next week I'm going to help your father. Wink, 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 right. Wink. Here we go. It was so, like,
I know.
It was too obvious.
Too obvious.
I have rumors online.
You said, happened. Really? Yeah. Well, guess what? We'll
Becky's
that.
Having a baby.
What?
Maybe.
But why? It's so
he's going to tell because he's going to take time off.
Yeah, Seth's going to, so they get a, like, they're saying that she's due, like, early December.
I don't
yeah.
care. Sure. So he gets time off. But what does that have to do with
no,
the buddy
he's saying,
double swerving
don't,
the last two
don't
weeks?
Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
It was already so obvious.
Right. Yeah.
And then they made it even more obvious.
Right.
Why not just have him never leave Seth's side until this moment and make this the big betrayal to help the Mysterio family, and then he joins the Mysterio family? Like, don't do it and then say, oh, I was just kidding, and then do it. No, I was double not kidding. Double reverse.
Double not kidding.
Double not kidding. No backsies.
You have my fingers crossed. What are you talking
about? No backsies.
Look, watch the replay.
Just dumb.
So after the match, Ray invites Murphy into the ring. He's like, okay, you can fuck my daughter now.
Yeah.
Shake my hand.
And she's of age.
Murphy shakes hands with Ray and Dominic, and then he hugs Aaliyah and Mama Mysterio, and they're all like, yeah.
Yeah.
Threesome. Okay, let's do this.
Oh, no.
Backstage, Seth Rollins tells Adam Pearce, I created Murphy. And I demand that you give me the opportunity to destroy him. And that'll be next week on SmackDown.
The final chapter, part two.
Right.
Yeah. Which that might be...
his last match.
Seth's last match.
And I bet they put over Murphy, yeah.
Well, he would have to, right?
He should.
So that'd be good for Murphy.
Well, he'll be on Survivor Series team.
Yeah, but this is going to... Oh, that's right. That's this Friday.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be on Survivor Series, right? I got it confused. I was thinking Survivor Series first, then SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's right. We still have one more SmackDown left before Survivor Series. So, yeah, maybe not then. He's probably going to beat Murphy.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe the week after they have a rematch, and then Murphy beats him.
Yeah.
And maybe Murphy can get his first name back since he's a good guy.
How right. Murphy got his buddy back?
Yeah, but Riddle's a good guy. He just lost his first name. So you never know.
Well, you can't rape.
No.
If you want your first name, you cannot rape. So
no rape.
Next up, we have Natalya versus Liv Morgan versus Tamina versus Chelsea Green.
Who are you?
Yes.
Her first appearance since June or July. I forget which month. Something it was like one of those. Yeah.
They acted like it was her debut. No. She's been on the main roster before.
Has she?
Yeah.
When?
With Charlotte. She like teamed with Charlotte.
No, that was in NXT.
No, she was on the main roster. She's come out on the main roster
before.
Yeah,
she's had like a jobber match before.
I'm telling you. A jobber match. That's not really a debut.
Whoa, but still, I mean, they acted like they'd never seen her before.
I mean, you could say she was the Daniel Bryan's nurse or Brie Bella's nurse all those years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Before she was...
But like, she just comes out and she looks at him and she... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so backstage before the match... Yeah. Natalya yells at Pierce because she just wants him to add her to Team SmackDown, but he won't do it, so Natalya storms off. But then Chelsea Green walks up and smiles at Pierce. So, yeah, how did she convince him to add her?
She literally was like, blowjob?
Yeah.
And then literally they announce it 30 seconds later. That's a fast blowjob.
Yeah.
Pierce should
good
have come,
for him.
Pierce should have come out with like his pants undone. He's like, we got one more. One more person's going to be in this match.
That would be, oh my God. And the one time it would make sense, she walks out and does the mouth thing. Oh, finally they got it right. She wiped cum off of her mouth.
Don't tell anyone I blew him.
Right, right. She'll do this. Tell everyone.
Of course, this is a qualifying match.
And then
for
the return of, what is it? Was it GTV or something?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's like, as she's going down, cuts right. the feed.
And then, of course, he's holding a ketchup bottle for no reason and goes, and then squeezes out everywhere.
Mayo.
Mayo, ketchup, mustard. Mustard. God.
So, anyway, 60 seconds into the match, Liv Morgan knocks Chelsea Green off the apron, and Green is never seen again.
Can we just tell it? There is news.
Yeah, so Chelsea Green confirmed that she broke her wrist, and all the reports are saying that she was supposed to win this match.
Really?
And they had to change the outcome on the fly. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's her debut.
Did you see the ending? It was weird. Natalia's just right there. She gets up like she's going to break up the thing, kind of, and then falls out of the ring.
Yeah, it was all a sloppy ending. Liv hits Tamina with a face buster for the win.
Yeah.
It wasn't even her finisher. So it was, sloppy.
Yep.
But poor Chelsea Green.
She's been gone this whole time. She gets hurt all the time.
She was going to join Team SmackDown for Survivor Series. Poor girl. NFL football continues on this week, which has a few surprise teams at the top of the standings. And you might not be at a game this year, but you can still be on all the action at BetOnline. No matter how schedules change or players that play, BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every game this season with the fastest updated odds in the industry. There are always more options to wager than anywhere online. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great mid-season bonuses, offers, and contests. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we have Caleb Braxton interviewing Drew McIntyre backstage. McIntyre's not even supposed to be here, but he's the star of the show tonight.
Yeah, all right.
And he says he's going to send a message to Orton by what he's going to do to Jey Uso tonight. Also backstage, Big E is counting while some fuckface is doing jump rope. Big E's like, 92, 93. Oh, the guy can't get to 100 jump ropes, so he pays Big E. This is what Big E does now.
We don't know what this is about. Is Big E hurt?
I don't know.
He's getting a huge push. Now he doesn't even wrestle.
He's in his wrestle tights every week.
Every week. And he goes, I love fucking with people backstage. What?
I'm taking the crew members' money every week. They don't get paid much, but...
Yeah, what are you doing?
He's a heel.
Super heel.
He's just taking people's money. So then the Street Profits show up with some food for Big E, but he realizes that all the food is shaped like L's. So he's like, why are they all shaped like L's? And Ford says, we know the New Day are famous for serving pancakes, but come Survivor Series, the Street Profits will be serving L's.
Bam.
Lucky.
So Big E says, the best you'll ever be is New Day Light, Knock Off New Day, Diet New Day, and at Survivor Series, the best tag team in the whole world will be clear as day, the New Day. And then they all laugh like maniacs again.
Yeah.
Big E walks off laughing, and then the Street Profits look serious.
Right.
So.
What about New Day Zero?
New Day Zero?
Yeah.
So does Big E turn on the New Day?
Sure.
That's right. Sure.
No, what?
Manage the Street Profits?
Yeah, manage them. He's not wrestling.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's not a wrestler. Nope. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus Jey Uso. Cole called McIntyre the Scottish Warrior, which is, I guess that's his nickname now that he's not a, you know, he used to be Scottish psychopath.
Yeah.
But now he's a face, so he can't be a psychopath anymore.
Right. No. Like they did the Cesaro. When he's a face, he's a Swiss Superman.
If Stone Cold was around in the Attitude Era, they'd have to change his, once he's a baby face. I mean, if he was around now, they'd have to change his name from like Stone Cold Steve Austin to something else Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold's too bad guy.
No, it'd be like Texas Rattlesnake and the Texas like Jackrabbit or something. He's a bunny.
The Texas Hammer.
Oh, he's too cool, Steve Austin.
Right.
Comes out dancing. Like Scottish Psychopath, that's a really cool name.
It is.
Now he's just the Scottish Warrior.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, they said this was an unsanctioned match.
Right.
But all of the rules of a sanctioned match applied.
Sure.
Early in the match, Lil Nate was counting while Drew was punching him in the corner.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I thought it was unsanctioned.
No.
So Drew starts beating up Jay outside the ring, so Reigns comes out to distract him, and Jay pushes Drew into the steel steps. And then Reigns tells Jay, make him understand. So Jay gets on top of Drew and punches him a bunch. But then McIntyre hits the Claymore for the win.
Yeah.
After the match, Drew gets in Roman's face and says, do you understand me now? And then Roman looks at his championship and tells Drew, get you one of these and we'll talk on Sunday. And Drew's like, done. Just watch. And Roman's like, I told you I don't watch Raw. He's like, fair enough.
Yeah. Then just listen.
All right, so Monday Night Raw opens with Drew McIntyre.
Yes, he's the whole fucking show right now.
He is. Not a bad choice.
No.
He says he's going to win back the championship tonight, and he's going to humble Roman at Survivor Series because Reigns has his head up his ass.
Yeah.
And then they play a laugh track.
Yeah.
It's like gotten worse.
Right.
He's got his head up his ass, and then you just, It's like, nope. Then Randy Orton appears on the Titantron, and then we hear a bunch of boos, boo. And he says he was fined for putting his hands on Adam Pearce last week, but he doesn't care because he's been fined and suspended more than any WWE superstar ever. Hmm. And he says, I'm still here because I'm the greatest wrestler ever, and I'm going to prove it again tonight when I beat you. McIntyre says, this all ends tonight with me once again, the WWE champion. Hmm. But then Miz and Morrison come out talking shit. And Miz hints at cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase later. And Miz also says the Fiend wasn't on Raw last week because he's afraid of himself and Morrison.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go again.
All right. Next up, we got Asuka, Mandy, and Dana versus Nia, Shayna, and Lana. Backstage, Lana tells Nia and Shayna that she requested this match to prove to them that she has what it takes to be on Team Raw. Nia tells Lana, under no circumstance are you to tag yourself in for this match. So during the match, early on, Nia holds Mandy's arm on the steel steps, and then Shayna stomps on it. So Mandy's dead.
like dead.
Yeah. Then Asuka puts... Wait, no. Shayna puts someone in the cure... Oh, Shayna puts Asuka in the cure Fuda clutch, but then Lana tags herself in.
Right before she does it, yeah. She's going down.
Yeah. And then Asuka makes... After that, Asuka makes Lana tap to the Asuka lock. So after the match, Nia tells Lana, I'm actually proud of you. I'm not going to put you through the table. Welcome to Team Raw. And Lana smiles. But then Nia says, psych! And she picks her up and puts her through the fucking announce table for the 9th week in a row.
Nine times. Yeah, nine times. We got again.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Okay.
Wait, that was only three.
Okay.
You're in 15.
Okay.
And one more.
Okay.
This is Eric's prediction.
Okay. That's nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll That's end it. At Survivor Series.
Backstage, AJ Styles is trying to bring Team Raw together, and he tells them we need a tune-up match against a team that no one likes, Retribution.
Mm.
And that's accurate. AJ gives everyone Raw t-shirts. Riddle then says AJ's associate needs a nickname, but AJ says, don't even think about it if you know what's good for you. So Riddle tells the Giant, okay, I'll catch you later, homos.
Hold on. Wait.
Wait.
He says, I'll catch you later, homos.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes, he does. He 100% said, I'll catch you later, homos. And AJ says, it's Omos. And then AJ asks his associate, have you been speaking to him? Oh, no, of course you haven't. You don't even speak English, right? And the bodyguard says, of course I do.
No, he says,
of course I do.
Yeah. And AJ's like, what? Why haven't you told me? He's like, you never asked.
Racist.
I think like.
Yeah. What do you think I'm going to say? Goonie Google or something, dude? What the fuck? I'm from Long Island.
I think Riddle was supposed to say something else, but it sounded like homos. He's like, all right, bye, homos. What the fuck? Next up, we have Charlie Caruso interviewing Dana Brooke backstage, but she's attacked and laid out by Reckoning. And then later in the show, Adam Pearce announces that due to their injuries, he's removing Mandy and Dana from Survivor Series.
What the fuck?
And replacing them with Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce. This is because Mandy's legit injured.
Yeah, from the stomp?
No.
Oh.
No.
She was legit injured before?
Last week when she took that bump off the apron, I said it looked like she got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, she did. That's why she didn't do anything in this match.
Because Nia.
Well, no, that was on Mandy. Oh. If you go watch, Nia just throws her out, but Mandy's the one that gets caught in the ropes and then hits her fucking arm on the apron.
Yeah.
So next up, we have the Firefly. But if you're going to get rid of Mandy, you got to get rid of Dana, too.
That's true.
But they're tag team partners.
Yeah, they're a package deal.
So next up, we have the Firefly Funhouse. Bray says he's going to offer The Miz a personal lesson in manners. And Alexa says, The Miz versus Bray Wyatt tonight. Yay. And then Bray says his friends are going to help him prepare for the match. So first, it's like a montage. We see Bray beat up Huskus and Mercy.
Yeah.
Then Bray does a spelling bee. Alexa asks Bray to spell jackass. And Bray says, can you use the word in a sentence, please? And Abby says, just spell the word, you jackass. So good. Bray says, jackass. M-I-Z. Jackass. And ding, ding, ding. He gets it right. And then we see Rambling Rabbit tied up to a dartboard with an apple on his head. And Bray throws the dart, and it hits Rambling Rabbit in the heart. And Bray and Alexa laugh about it as Rambling Rabbit slowly dies.
Jesus.
Oh, no, you killed Rambling Rabbit.
I know that was just a puppet, but
you
that was...
You bastards.
Yeah. It was just a puppet, but man, I felt bad. That was rough.
He's not dead. He'll be there next week.
Leon,
well,
rough.
Of course. So you shut your fucking mouth. Next up, we have Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander versus Kofi and Woods for the Raw Tag Titles.
Okay. Same old Monday Night Raw.
Why are they getting another chance after they just lost clean the previous week?
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, because. Sorry.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Basically all of those things.
Yeah. So the Hurt Business cuts a promo before the match, but they're interrupted by New Day. Kofi says, you call yourselves the Hurt Business, but you should call yourselves the Jerk Business.
That one hit hard.
The Squirt Business.
I know what Eric's favorite moment in this match was.
Oh, yeah?
Shelton Benjamin gives Kofi an angle slam. Kofi kicks out.
Yeah.
New Day hits the Daybreak on Cedric for the win. Didn't that used to be called Up, Up, Down, Down?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Now it's Daybreak.
But now because WWE's not cool with that shit. By the way, like, they could still have YouTube account. None of this makes any sense.
None of it.
You could still have... Because, like, Woods hasn't been streaming on Twitch.
Right.
But he still has his YouTube account, Up, Up, Down, Down, and has been streaming on
there. That's because WWE basically owns it at this point.
Also
up,
because...
Up, Down, Down?
Yeah.
YouTube, but then he's not streaming on Twitch.
No, because YouTube was in their contracts. You know it was. YouTube's been around forever. No. Twitch is not in their contracts, so Vince's like, well, doesn't say we can't tell them we can't do this.
Right. No, I wouldn't be surprised.
But WWE used to constantly promote Up, Up, Down, Down. They haven't for a while now.
No.
Right.
So, and that move used to be called Up, Up, Down, Down.
Right.
And now it's just like, yeah, yeah, fuck you.
I don't want to hear that shit anymore.
Yeah.
Up, Up, Down. Who even knows what that reference is for?
Yeah. Backstage, Sheamus tells McIntyre, your mom told me about your Scottish ancestry. I found something that you thought was lost forever. So Sheamus reveals a chest. I guess he, like, found it underwater.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And wait, now Sheamus says,
out to Ireland.
Your mom was basically my mom.
Yeah.
These guys are brothers now.
They are.
They've become brothers. They're brothers. They grew up in the same house.
Yeah. Yes.
What? What?
So who? Drew opens it and finds some old clothes from his family history. Then he turns around and Sheamus is holding the McIntyre family sword.
The what?
Bottom right?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Who are you?
I didn't know that every Scottish family had a sword.
Yeah. Well.
And why was... We don't know why these things were supposedly lost forever.
Yeah.
Drew's like, I never thought I'd see this
How
again.
Did you find them?
Yeah.
Right.
He went deep sea diving.
That's the feud.
I found it. I went 200 feet underwater.
It turns out you stole my sword.
Wait, Andrew, you didn't know about our family sword?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, Italians too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, gun. Family gun. Sorry. Family gun. Dominic has them all.
Family gabagool.
Family baseball bat to the face.
All right, so next up we have the Raw Men's Team versus Retribution with AJ Styles on commentary. And I don't know why, but for some reason I thought of Step Brothers here because, you know, Samoa Joe's on commentary.
Right.
I kind of wanted, like, AJ and Samoa Joe to, like, share a laugh, like, uh-huh. making fun of Retribution. Like, oh, what a bunch. Yeah, good one. High five. Yeah.
All right.
Still hate you.
Still hate you.
That would have been so great. And Retribution comes out from the stage for the first time ever, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now they're just all in.
They're all in on their rules and regulations.
Oh, yeah.
Per contract. You
gotta follow the rules.
Yeah. And their music is awful.
So bad.
I don't even remember
it's
what
like
it is.
It's like creepy horror music.
Yeah.
I don't even call it that.
So Team Raw implodes once again, and Ali rolls up Riddle for the win.
First roll up.
So Retribution is 2-4 now. That's two wins in a row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Momentum.
Momentum. What, I can't wait what? To see what they do at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No. They will not be on
they're
this show.
A group of, they're a group of five, but they can't have a Survivor Series match because they have a woman. Backstage, Nikki Cross tells Sarah Schreiber, I have to get Lexi away from the Fiend no matter what. No matter what.
What?
What? No matter what.
What? What a segue.
Oh, my God.
Then Sarah's like, okay, thank you. And then she goes and finds Jeff Hardy, who rips a flyer off the wall. And it's a wanted sign for Jeff Hardy with pictures from the car crash when Elias was run over.
Clearly, this is the work of Elias. 555, amen. His Photoshop skills are about as good as his music. Yeah. If Elias wants some information on this case, I'm about to give him the big break he's been waiting for.
Then Jeff finds Elias after the break and says, how many times do I have to tell you I didn't hit you with my car? Elias says, you're the only one who knows what happened because you did it. And then Jeff pushes Elias up to the wall and just listen.
I'm proven innocent, man. How many times do I have to tell you I did not hit you with that car? If you keep accusing me of something that I did not do, I'm going to be found guilty of a lot worse things than hitting you with a car. Can I get an amen, brother? No.
Oh, that was awful.
So bad.
So bad.
Awful.
Next up, we have The Miz versus Bray Wyatt. Miz cuts a promo before the match, trying to convince Bray to call it off and instead focus on attacking Orton and McIntyre later. Let's just remember that.
Okay.
He's asking to call off the match.
Yeah.
Then Alexa Bliss comes out to the stage, and her music has been remixed to make it more fiendish, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
That's nice.
And so she comes out, she smiles, and she tells Miz, he says no. And then Nikki comes out to the stage and tells Alexa, you have to leave the Fiend, he's bad for you, and Alexa says, oh my God, Nikki, you're right. But then Alexa slaps Nikki, and they fight for a few seconds until officials split them up. And Adam Pearce is smart. He picks up Alexa. He's like, I'll get Alexa. I'll grab her.
I'll teach her a lesson.
But then
yes.
Alexa's pissed, but then the Funhouse music hits, and she smiles. I love her acting here.
Right.
Like, she's so angry, then the music hits, and she's so happy. And Bray comes out and stares at Nikki.
Mm.
And Nikki is kind of in a trance. But then Bray goes to Alexa and they head to the ring. And I was just like, oh my God, please.
Imagine.
Let Bray get Nikki too.
Oh my God.
He's just got both of them.
He's just got all these chicks that he's hypnotizing. Right? Like, where are they going with this?
Yeah.
This guy's a good guy? Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's funny.
There's hypno porn like this too, where it's like you're hypnotized.
Yeah.
Is
it? I don't watch it. I've been told.
It's called The Cosby.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure.
Jesus.
It's really popular.
No, but that would be really cool if she joined. I guess that has to be where it's going, right? It's,
well,
you know?
The trance makes it seem like that.
Yeah.
Or he just put her in like a trance to prevent her from doing anything else in that moment. But
maybe.
Right.
There's sure hope there.
So the match starts, and Bray tells Miz, I forgive you, and he offers a handshake. And Miz, who wanted to call the match off, kicks his hand away. I guess he doesn't trust him.
Dummy.
Doesn't trust Mr. Bray Rogers.
I wouldn't.
So Morrison cheap shots Bray while the ref isn't looking, but then Bray scares Morrison with a look. And then Alexa scares Morrison by smiling at him, and Morrison falls down in fear
from
Alexa Bliss smiling at him.
Makes sense.
She wasn't even like fiendish or anything. She was just cute little Alexa. Yeah. And he's like, ah! That's
maybe he had a fear boner. You didn't want anybody to see.
Maybe. So Bray snaps Miz's neck.
He did.
And sets up for the Sister Abigail.
If this was a Schwarzenegger movie, Miz would be dead.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. If it was any movie.
Any movie, right.
If it was real life. Yeah, so he sets up for the Sister Abigail, but Morrison grabs Bray's leg. But then Alexa leaps off the steel steps and onto Morrison. They both go over the barricade.
And that was a cool little into oblivion.
They do. That was a cool little moment. And that was probably like a top five moment in Morrison's life.
Sure.
Right, yeah,
like Alexa jumps on him and they go over. Oh, my God. Mm. Could you imagine being so lucky? Miz then hits the turnbuckle clothesline, but Bray no-sells it and hits the Sister Abigail for the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After the match, Alexa slowly appears from behind the barricade with a huge grin on her face.
Yep.
And then she walks along the top of the barricade while singing the Firefly song.
Right.
And then meets Bray on the ramp. And as they walk up the ramp, the red lights come on. They play the scary music, and the Fiend appears in the Titantron. And even they're like, what? So.
Yeah. It's two people. I've told you all along, guys.
Yeah.
It's two people.
It's Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's Bo Dallas.
Finally.
It was you all along.
All along, yeah.
Yeah. But Alexa was so great there.
Yeah. Man, what a good way to end the show.
I know. What are the odds that The Fiend and Bray Wyatt appear in the same moment?
I've said that should happen.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm asking what the odds are.
It happened at WrestleMania.
No.
In the Messina match.
I mean on the live show.
No, it did happen on the SmackDown, right? Wasn't Bray one place and The Fiend was somewhere else?
No, but I mean like in the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Like
they should
Kane versus Kane or Taker.
But even like...
Taker.
But you know, like...
Taker.
They couldn't like...
Undertaker.
Like, yeah, it would be tough.
It would be tough to match... They could do it. They could do it though. He'd have to be like in his jacket to cover all the tattoos,
yeah,
and have a big wig on. But I mean,
right.
Even the fake Kane didn't look like Kane,
right,
when they did it.
Yeah,
so I would say 55%.
Okay,
that we'd see that in the future at some point.
Maybe. Next up, Charlie Caruso interviews Asuka backstage. Listen if you dare.
So Asuka, tell me what I'm so excited. Yes. Okay, I will beat Sasha Banks at Survivor Series. Yes, because no one was ready for Asuka.
Well, that was Asuka. Clearly, she has not taken her seizure medicine. Back to you guys. Right.
If you never watched Asuka in NXT, just go watch Asuka in NXT.
Please.
Because you're probably like, man, Asuka sucks. Why did everyone think she was so great?
Right.
Well, she was great in NXT.
This
then
is
they
like,
made her a clown.
Yeah, this is Vince.
In WWE.
I've got a great idea to improve your character.
Yeah.
A clown.
You're like,
literally.
She's Japanese.
She didn't wear this much makeup in NXT. Like, literally a clown. They put a bunch of makeup on her face and makes her dance around and go, la, 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 la.
Well, so you're Japanese. Stupid. No one can understand you anyway, so we're gonna really push that stereotype. We'll call you Kabuki. That's the only word I know in Japanese. I mean Bukkake.
No, sorry, we can't make it Bukkake.
Just get as close as possible.
Just get as close to
Can Bukkake. We go back to the submission sorority? No? All
right. She's like a...
I can go back to this.
Yeah. She's like PG John Cena. Like, she's there for the kids, you know?
PG right, yeah. John like, Cena?
Yeah.
John Cena's PG John Cena.
I know, but like at the height of his PG-ness, when he was laughing after getting beat up, and that's like her. She's like the new John Cena. She's for the kids, you know?
Yep.
Like, Leo loves Asuka.
Yeah.
You know, he's 7 years old.
Right.
But man, is she goofy as fuck. Next up, we have another Angel Garza backstage promo, like cock teasing us again. When is he just going to fuck us already?
Yeah.
Just
right.
Put it in.
Seriously.
I'm waiting.
Look, you've pushed me down. You've beaten me down. I'm ready for it.
All the women in the world, I'm going to fuck you, and then you, and then you.
And especially.
And then you.
You.
And I was like, me?
Joe was like,
oh, God.
Come in, me.
Backstage, Nia asked Shayna, why did you stomp on...
Do it now.
Nia asked Shayna, why did you stomp on Mandy's arm? We could have used her.
Mm.
Of course, Nia forgot that She's the one who held Mandy's arm down so that Shayna could stomp on it.
She probably told Shayna to do it too.
Fucking bitch. And then Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce. Jesus, Andrew. I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah.
That's like me telling Joe, hey, shoot Eric. And then Joe shoots Eric. I'm like, why'd you do that?
Why'd you shoot Eric?
Obviously, I meant with your cock.
He's the third man on the podcast. Yeah.
He's the third man.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Lacey Evans and Peyton Royce walk up to strategize, but Nia tells them to fuck off, so they fuck off. And then Nia tells Shayna, look what you left us with. This is the worst idea since Quibi.
Isn't Quibi doing pretty decent? I thought they were doing okay.
I had no idea, but
I thought they were doing okay.
But what's, even if they weren't.
Right.
What?
What?
Like, is WWE threatened by Quibi now? Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Probably Vince had an investment opportunity and passed on it.
You know, like, pretty soon, like, once Quibi hits it big.
Yeah.
Michael Cole's going to say, WWE Network, it's just like Quibi.
Quibi, yeah. Right. Right.
You only want to watch it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Remember, that's what they used to do when they first were promoting. Oh, it's just like Netflix.
It's just like the NFL. The NFL?
It's just like your favorite program.
Yeah.
Yes, that one.
Yeah.
Remember when Raw and SmackDown were good? Yeah. Get the network.
Yeah. Watch the good ones.
Basically.
If you don't know what Daily Motion is, then get the network and pay money for Raw and SmackDown.
Right, exactly.
So next up, we have the main event, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. McIntyre comes out in his family kilt and wielding the family sword.
Mm.
And McIntyre was on an interview like this morning. McIntyre said that was Vince McMahon's sword that Triple H and Stephanie bought him. And he claimed it was a real sword, but the tip was round.
Right.
There was no, like, it was not sharp at the end. It was completely round. Completely round, like a child's sword.
Like a dick. What?
It was like a plastic. It was.
Like a mushroom kind of
round. It had a mushroom head.
This dildo like, sword
this
is.
This was not a real sword.
No.
Real swords have tips at the end. Sharp tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you play just the tip.
Not penis head tips.
You know how to use that thing? Just put the pointy end into the other man.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got the sword into the stage and the pyro and the fire. Orton tries to bail a few minutes into the match, but Adam Pearce comes out, and I guess he's a babyface this week because he's like, it's not going down like this.
Yeah.
This match will continue. There will be no countouts, no disqualifications, but there will be a winner by pinfall or submission.
Yeah.
So Orton attacks Drew with a steel chair and then hits him with the steel steps. Orton backdrops McIntyre onto the announce table multiple times.
Ouch. Mm.
But it doesn't break.
No. Right.
Earlier in the night.
I blame
that
Cole.
Table, like, how is it that,
not Cole.
A 100-pound Lana can go through the table.
Yeah.
But
they must have, reinforced it with steel.
Steel.
After Lana.
Well, they did say steel reinforced on the steps earlier.
Steel reinforced bamboo.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't
steel reinforced bamboo for the announce table.
Yeah.
They should do that, the next time Nia tries to put Lana through the table. They're like, she goes, it doesn't break. And then Cole's like, oh, Nia, it was reinforced. Sorry.
Steel reinforced bamboo. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I'm a monster. And then she breaks it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Later in the ring, McIntyre gives Orton a neck breaker and then nip ups, whatever you want to say.
It's the same. We looked it up.
Yeah. He yells, oh, yes, sir, I can boogie. And according to two of our patrons, mm-hmm. they both separately told me this, Liam Riley and Jules Galloway. McIntyre said that because the Scotland national football team adopted that song as their unofficial anthem for qualifying for the European Football Championship.
Huh.
It was the first time they qualified in like 22 years.
Interesting.
That's
so
neat little trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how everyone else knows what that.
Right.
That's on you, Eric. You should have known that.
Well.
Yeah, that's your job.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, Orton.
I'll just leave.
Orton sets up a table earlier.
You're our soccer man on the street.
Orton sets up a table earlier in the match, but Drew knocks him off the apron, and Orton goes through it.
I like that spot.
Later, Orton gave Drew the draping DDT off the announce table, and then immediately again back in the ring. And then Orton goes for the RKO, but McIntyre pushes Orton away and hits the Claymore. to win back the WWE Championship.
And new!
And you can also, right after the three count, you could see Orton spank Drew's ass.
Hey, good game.
And he also got a little...
right. Hey, good game.
Good game.
He also got a little taint when he did it. Yeah. Who did that last time? Like a few months ago Big we e. saw?
No.
No.
No. Wait.
Someone else. And it was like this. It was like...
Was it like Cameron Grimes?
On the it butthole. Was yeah. Cameron Grimes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to the moon in your butthole.
Yeah.
yes. Yeah.
Priest, remember last night? Wasn't it Damian Priest he did it too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I guess.
Went all up in the goop.
But yeah, this is the third time in 4 years that they've changed the WWE champion right before Survivor Series.
Yeah.
AJ Styles beat Jinder Mahal. Then Daniel Bryan beat AJ Styles. Last year they didn't do it because that was Ray and Brock Lesnar.
Right.
And then this year. So, yeah. And then after Raw ended, did anyone watch Miz and Mrs.? Because it was on right after.
You know what's funny? I actually watched it for 10 minutes because I didn't hit stop.
Wow, you got through 10 minutes.
I did.
I lasted 3 minutes.
You know why? Because Zack Ryder was on it.
Yeah, I saw that part. But that was it. I watched it for 3 minutes and then I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I did see like a commercial or preview for an episode where Zack Ryder's like, yeah, bro, I'm trying to buy this $10,000 toy.
Yeah.
And Miz is like, what the fuck's wrong
with it? It's just, no, it's everything I hate about reality TV. It's just like every other reality TV show.
Right.
Completely fake.
Exactly.
Not that wrestling isn't, but they try to, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
Yeah.
All right. On to awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
For the worst dressed, I had...
I had Slapjack.
I had Mia Yim. Or
I had Mace.
You know, whatever her
name is. Mia Yim. Who?
Who?
That girl from NXT with the blue hair?
Yeah, you didn't see her on the show? Reckoning?
Oh, Reckoning?
Yeah.
That girl with blue hair?
It's a Reckoning.
Best dressed?
Drew McIntyre?
Oh. Yeah.
With a fucking sword?
What a giant dildo.
I had Drew McIntyre with a dildo.
I had Carmella again. I'm loving how she looks. Sorry.
Okay.
Yep. You know Sasha was in the ring there with her.
Oh, yeah? Who'd you have?
Sasha.
Sasha.
Oh, okay. Sasha.
Did you see what she wore?
So you went with vagina.
Did you see? I went with... I went with...
Pussy. Pussy.
Worst acting?
For the 300th straight show. Hey. Andrew chooses Pussy. Hey, Pussy.
Actually, he chose a man sure on the NXT podcast last week.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone's loving that in their ear.
Yeah.
Pushy. Come at me.
All right, here
we go. Worst acting.
I had Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, acceptable.
I had The Reckoning again.
The Reckoning.
Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
Coming to the ring, The Reckoning.
Your Reckoning.
I had Shelton Benjamin. He had one line, and he was like, the street pop puffet. Street Profits.
Yeah.
Street Poffins.
Street Poffers.
Street Poffins.
The Street Muffins.
Yep.
What? Best acting?
I had Drew McIntyre.
I also had Drew McIntyre.
Because he was on both shows and he was great.
Yep.
I had Alexa Bliss.
Okay. She was fair, on there. Fair. She was on there for like 5 minutes.
Every time whatever. She smiled.
Well, she was on
She had
for
the
more
Firefly Funhouse segment. She was the
Calm
whole match.
Calm down.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Calm down.
Jesus. Christ. Worst comment?
I'm going to give Elias his big break.
I had, can I get an amen, brother?
Yeah.
I had the so jerk
which
business.
Jeff Hardy did. No, it's a, you have to pick Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy.
Find another Jeff Hardy line.
Yeah, why would you find an, like, why would you get an amen after you're trying to.
Amen.
And he's so offended as if those are real wanted posters.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Now they're going to come for me.
Mm.
Best comment?
I don't watch Raw.
Nobody
does.
For sure.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Except us, because we fucking.
We have to. Worst match?
The Retribution versus Team Raw.
Same.
Sweep
same
it.
Sweep
Super
it.
Slow-mo match.
I doubled down.
Okay. I had the six-woman tag.
Six-woman tag for me. Okay.
Best match?
Orton Drew?
Yeah.
It was good. You know, Rollins-Ray wasn't bad because of all that was going on in that match.
Yeah.
But Orton Drew had a really good match. It might be their best match. I don't know why. Maybe because it wasn't so drawn out and
I think
long.
It was.
And they had tables and it was good.
It was.
The ending was
the
good.
The first match of theirs ended in a fucking roll up, you know.
Yep.
The second, well, the ambulance one was fun. It's just there was a lot of stupid shit in there. Yeah. Obviously, you had Shawn Michaels.
Right.
Yeah. Worst move?
Botch 1-9.
Yeah.
Buluka, sweep it.
Best move?
Alexa taking Morrison over that barricade. Like when she jumped on him.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Sure. I love the first Orton table spot.
Yeah.
Where he jumps like he's off the apron and goes right into it.
Right.
It seemed like he hit it pretty hard.
Worst moment or segment? Keep in mind, there was no 24/7 title stuff this week. So, hard. I mean, thank you, Vince. Thanks for that, I guess.
So, we know what Andrew's best moment is. Mine was just Retribution.
Mine was Lana going through the table.
Nine times.
God. I don't even. Retribution winning? Sure.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
Drew winning the title.
Yeah. I mean, Drew coming out, his entrance was so cool.
Yeah. I would like, maybe even put his entrance over like,
right, him. Like the best moment.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's going to win. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I guess the entrance.
Yeah.
I also did really pop for Bray staring at Nikki because I got excited for that.
Is that what we call boners now? He popped?
Yes.
Popped some wood.
All right. Breaking news. So, a bunch of sad news this week.
I know.
First of all, WWE released Zelina Vega after she refused to give up her Twitch and OnlyFans accounts. 10 minutes before WWE announced that she was released, Vega tweeted, "I support unionism."
Yeah.
And it's sad she's gone, but I'm happy for her because she said, "Fuck you, WWE. I make way more through Twitch and OnlyFans than I do with you." So
you pieces of
it
shit.
Makes sense why she chose that over WWE. Like, what do you think her WWE contract is? Like $60K at most.
Yeah.
And like Twitch, she makes like $50K a month on Twitch, and that's after what Twitch takes from her.
Does she? How do you know that? That's out there. It's public.
So she has. They have like 16,000 subscribers on Twitch right now. Multiply that by 5. And then divide it by 2 because Twitch takes half.
That's still incredible.
Yeah.
So when you see 16,000 subscribers, that means they're definitely paying?
Yes.
You can't subscribe without paying?
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you're right. She makes way more.
And a lot of times fans just fucking donate extra money anyway.
Yeah.
How is she that popular? That's incredible. That's incredible.
Cosplay.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Paige is way more popular. Paige makes even more.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
The WWE stars are very popular on Twitch, and I don't know how many OnlyFans subscribers she has, but that's $30 a month for her OnlyFans stuff. Yeah, so maybe she's done with wrestling. I don't know. Maybe she'll go to AEW, right?
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Right.
Hopefully, she'll show up in AEW. Aleister Black hasn't been on TV since they kept the stream going.
I mean, why not just grow Twitch? Although, she's only popular because she's on a main TV show. So, yeah, I think you'd have to get back on and eventually go to AEW. Again, when you're released, how does it work as far as your contract?
90
Can they
days.
Release you? And then is it usually that, right?
Yeah, 90 days.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Also, some more sad news. Alexa Bliss got engaged to Ryan Cabrera.
God, Andrew. Bad week for Andrew. I mean, for all men, but especially.
Yeah. Moment of silence, please.
Pussy died.
Wait, shut up. Moment of silence.
What a shithead that fuck. All right. Also, Becky Lynch posted some maternity pictures of her and Rollins on Instagram earlier Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh.
And she still looks really good. She's got a big belly, but she still looks very good. And she looks so much hotter without the orange hair.
Yeah.
Like, her hair's natural now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks...
Right.
She looks way... I hope when she comes back... If she comes back to wrestle, she doesn't have the orange hair again.
Yeah.
Although I bet Vince is like, no, you gotta have the orange hair. That's how they know you.
Yeah.
Now, Seth is also in some of these pictures.
Yes.
And Seth looks like he owns a chain of shady cell phone stores and hookah lounges.
Yeah. What like, the hell?
Look at this. Like, you can hear this picture. Hello, my friend. Come in. It's Apple Guts. Apple Guts.
Seriously. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she looks amazing.
Yeah, she looks great.
She does look great. Yeah,
God, just let her have this hair.
I know.
Go to the next picture.
Yes. Even ones like she's showing off her legs.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah.
Except, is she wearing like a pillowcase?
Sure. Sure. She's got out of bed and she's pregnant.
Hey, Eric. I don't care.
I don't
care. Yeah. Holy shit.
No, she looks great. She
Unreal.
Looks amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah.
God bless her. God bless. All right. That's usually my thing, and usually you throw up when I do. Oh, my God. Yeah, her thighs are real thick now.
Yeah.
Wow, look at her.
So knocking gorgeous. Me out with those American thighs.
So gorgeous.
Any other news, Eric?
Yeah, if I can hem it. Calm nope. down.
Nope.
Yeah, so to elaborate on the Zelina Vega thing.
Yeah.
A WWE spokesperson confirmed to Sports Illustrated that Zelina Vega was terminated for breaching her contract.
Bullshit.
I know.
That is such horse shit.
Well, maybe
said
her contract
breach included her continuing to operate her Twitch channel as well as as opening an OnlyFans. Vince saw that as a breach of contract, and so he decided to terminate her. I think what this was is, we've got to make an example out of someone.
Yeah.
And of course. She was it.
Sure.
You know, because what do they lose by losing her? They don't lose anything, really.
Right.
Well, they lose fans. I mean, if they were ever, if they ever knew how to actually.
Right.
They've lost, they've already lost push her so correctly. Many fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, First We Feast announced that Hot Ones this week, the wing eating thing.
Yeah.
Is going to have Mark Calloway, formerly known as The Undertaker. Or currently known as The Undertaker.
Oh, that's the game show?
Yeah, where they eat the hot wings.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I played some bummer. God damn it. Go ahead.
That okay. was what?
All right. Sure.
Hot wings. Go ahead.
Also, WWE sent out an email saying that they're going to do virtual meet and greets for Survivor Series weekend. Friday, November 20th, we'll have Sasha Banks and Ciampa. Sunday, the 22nd, Jey Uso and Rey Mysterio. And Monday, the 23rd, Mandy Rose.
So which one did you buy?
None.
You don't want a Zoom call with them?
It's $125 for a 2-minute live chat with said superstar. You get to download a video of your entire experience.
Wow.
I would hope you would get all 2 minutes. And then opportunity to purchase WWE merchandise.
Okay.
Like, do they sign it? There's
right.
probably
Who
more.
Cares?
I wonder how those. Does it end awkwardly where it's like, oh no, the timer's running out? Oh no,
Wait, I show 47 seconds. Oh, I'm freezing.
There's like 5 seconds left. Hey, Mandy, can't see your boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mandy's like, she's like a webcam girl. Like, oh, you have to tip me more.
Well,
by the way,
totally worth it.
I was pulling up Twitch real quick because I wanted to confirm this because I read that the Twitch stuff only applies to Raw and SmackDown superstars.
Uh-huh. Shut up.
NXT. People could still be on Twitch. Adam Cole still.
He
was on Twitch earlier today.
That just tells you McMahon literally doesn't think of them as superstars.
Nothing.
Right.
Wow.
So you could still do it if you're an NXT superstar.
But does he go by Adam Cole or?
No, but that doesn't matter.
He goes by the Chugs.
It doesn't matter.
What?
Okay.
You know, because if it would have, because Paige doesn't go by Paige on there anymore.
And why not just put her in NXT then? Right. Just put Zelina back in NXT and let her do her thing there.
Well, yeah, that's what's so dumb about it.
Part of there's a rumor in that.
But like Paige.
Oh, we're not in rumors.
No, we're not.
Paige is still doing it. They won't fire her.
No, they won't.
Because they know she'll probably go to AEW and wrestle.
Yeah, that's probably
true. I don't know.
Just like Daniel, they kept him around long enough to where they were out of their liability.
Hello, doctor. You're cleared.
Yeah.
We're out of the liability period?
You have a special drink? He just has to take this drink and then his neck is cured for life?
The drink is in my cock?
Yeah.
All right, that's all that all for
now?
No,
I still got a couple more.
All right.
20 years ago today, the greatest wrestling game ever was released.
SmackDown 2?
Nope. WWF No Mercy on Nintendo 64.
Is that your favorite, too?
That's absolutely my favorite.
Yeah.
So good. I love it.
All right.
Also,
breaking news.
Renee Paquette. Is it Paquette?
I guess.
Formerly Renee Young. She has a new podcast called Oral Sessions.
Yes.
She might want to think about a name
change. Joe didn't hear that. Why don't you say that
sessions?
Again?
Oral Sessions.
Yes.
Oral Sessions.
Come on.
Mm.
Yep.
Even Heath Slater was like, wow, ha ha ha. So I thought that was kind of funny. And then lastly, WWE.
Lashley
released a trailer for WWE Chronicle Lana. So they're doing like a documentary on Lana.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, like Lana's dad was like, well, I'm not too fond of you going through the table every week.
Oh, so it's like up to date.
Yeah.
It's like recent?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Her dad. And then it's showing like footage of her going.
I thought like the documentary would have ended with like her showing up on Raw with Lashley, and then like they're gonna be like, this is gonna be the hottest storyline in WWE.
Ever.
Womp womp.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I got for news.
All right. I don't really have rumors.
I have a rumor.
You have one?
Sure. Yeah.
So we're gonna hit the rumor song for one rumor.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Is it done?
It's done.
All right, there's the song.
All right. Okay, so...
Remember how great that song is?
Yeah, I'm not sure if this happened after Zelina was fired, or maybe slightly before, but apparently Aleister Black asked to be placed back in NXT.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, because then they could continue their Twitch.
Right.
Well, but so does everyone, Eric.
Right, well, yeah. But he was obviously denied.
Roman Reigns asked to go back to NXT.
What? AJ Styles asked to go back to NXT, but you were never there, I know.
Well, on that one episode.
Right.
I had so much fun that one episode.
That was the best episode of my life.
Yeah, so he was denied, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Denied. Released. Yeah, so that's so dumb. How is that fair at all?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. All right, trivia time.
Yeah, so you mentioned earlier that when they changed the titles, right? Right before Survivor Series.
Yeah.
But when was the last time before this past... No, actually, this... before this past Raw. When was the last time the WWE title changed hands?
Oh.
On Raw.
Oh, on Raw?
Yes.
Okay.
The WWE title on Raw.
I was going to say SmackDown with Lesnar and Kofi.
Right.
WWE Championship on Raw.
I'll give you a hint. Like, it wasn't in the last couple of years. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Mysterio and John Cena?
Not that far back.
Okay.
It's the WWE Championship.
Right.
Which hasn't been on Raw lately.
Yeah.
Fuck. When was it last on Raw? It was on Raw. Wait.
I give you the year. It might help.
Lesnar brought it back to Raw. Okay, what year?
2015.
Ow. Okay, so...
And again, this is thanks to at Pro Wrestling Statistics on Instagram.
Seth Rollins won it at Mania. Oh! Roman Reigns beat Sheamus in December on Raw.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. You gave me the year, so that helped.
That helped a lot.
Because we were doing the podcast that in that year, so I can remember that. But yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
That's right.
Because Seth won it at Mania, then he got injured, then they had the tournament, Roman beat Dean at Survivor Series, but then Sheamus cashed in.
Yep.
Then they had that feud, which was fucking awful.
Blech.
One of the worst feuds ever.
Yeah.
With like 74-year-old Vince as the ref.
Jeez,
and he was like, look at my muscles! And like the muscles were falling down. And then he was also in like that fucking, what was that muscle magazine?
Muscle and Fitness.
Yeah,
something like that.
Where like they just photoshopped a buff guy and put Vince's head on.
I don't know about that. They might have airbrushed it, but that was what, 10 years ago?
No, like a few years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
It was recently. Like, yeah, he still has muscles, but it doesn't look like that.
Muscles?
Right.
Because we saw him when he wore the muscle shirt.
The muscles.
When he was the ref, and it was like, oh, you still have the muscles, but it's like, it looks like you're melting.
Yeah.
Melted muscles. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, fan questions.
Oh, you pull this in real
quick. Oh, God, you fucking go get.
All right, Jason Dearham, Keith Lee's best friend and his fiance are both part of Retribution. When's he going to join? He's got a great reason with how WWE totally fucked him. P.S. Do you think Undertaker could be on Team SmackDown on Sunday for his farewell?
Addressing the first thing, Keith Lee will never be on Retribution.
Who's his best friend? Is it?
I think he's
T-Bar. Probably.
T-Bar.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And as far as that's interesting, Undertaker being the last mystery person winning for Team SmackDown.
Considering he was like a staple on SmackDown for like years.
I mean, that's... Oh, I'm really mad I didn't write that down.
Right,
now.
Seriously.
That could really be a possibility.
Thanks, Jason.
I mean,
imagine. That'd be, I mean, as much as I hate seeing him wrestle now and he needs to stop, Like my favorite wrestler of all time behind you. Stop wrestling, Sean. It's over.
Right.
But that would be a cool
thing
to do.
All he has to do is one choke
slam. Just do one move. Choke slam. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like it. There's one spot.
You know, one tombstone.
And even having AJ Styles on the other team.
Yeah, it's relatable.
There's one spot open.
Damn it.
Damn. Josh Egan, with inflation and the crashing economy, are the TV production trucks still worth $12 million?
Oof.
I'd say more.
Probably less because they're not really using them as much.
And Retribution keeps blowing them up.
Yeah,
so,
true. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Sillett, Roman Reigns has wrecked everyone. When will he leave?
That was good.
Excellent.
That was really good.
Excellent.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, Dangerous Workers, Nia Jax, Nyla Rose, Brie Bella. We have to push one of them?
Oh, man.
I guess Nia Jax.
Yeah, sure.
Fire Brie Bella, Barry, Nyla Rose.
Sure.
Vladimir Jordan, not a question. Just wanted to send my condolences to you and the guys for Zelina being fired.
Yep.
I know it hurts. Please stop. No more. Shooter McGavin, now that Zelina is no longer with WWE, do you think her OnlyFans content is going to get better? Jake Baker says it hasn't. And then Shooter said, that's unfortunate. Chris Not Cole, how long till Aleister Black starts going through tables every week?
Right.
By Nia Jax.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
Amir, will Biden ever be the president if Trump doesn't acknowledge him as the commander in chief? He has to acknowledge him as his chief.
Wow.
Just like Jey Uso. Ooh,
yeah. Right. Yeah. No. So the answer is no.
Man, hopefully they'll have a Hell in a Cell match or
something.
Jacob Bates, will The Fiend show up to confront The Undertaker this Sunday after Bray said that Undertaker is missing one opponent?
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to fight someone, it'll probably be The Fiend. And
right,
yes.
Yeah.
Never know. It could happen. Dashing Dan, is Byron Saxon saying, ho, 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 8 times every episode worse than Michael Cole's catchphrases or not? At least Cole says words before jizzing his pants.
Yeah, I don't think it's worse because I really hate Cole and what he says.
Right.
Oh, my!
I hardly notice Byron ever talking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I don't ever really notice
him.
He's
so useless on commentary.
Yeah.
Why is he there?
Like, Michael Cole
I never even realized Byron Saxon is ever talking.
Why is he even there?
Joseph Ryling, over under 8.5 more chapters in the Rollins Mysterio saga. Well, again, that was one of 10. So.
Yeah.
So more.
Since they, said last Friday was a lapsed chapter and all. Joey Montez, Eric, Joe, please tell Andrew that it's okay. Just look into his eyes and tell him it's okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Come in, mate. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What? They're not going off. What happened? Oh, it's because I turned the fucking volume off. Damn.
No.
Kyle Foxen, I know you guys are big Howard Stern fans. Did you see the interview clip of Jesse Ventura supporting unionization? He claims he was fired immediately after, very similar to the Vegas situation. So he wasn't fired after Vince threatened to fire him, but this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's always been in support of that.
Yeah.
His whole story was like, he was trying to get a union started, but then Hogan ratted him out to Vince.
Right.
Yep.
So he hasn't spoken to Hogan since, which is over 30 years now.
You think when Hogan approached Vince, he's like, well, let me tell you something, brother. Jesse's trying to rat you out.
Yeah.
Jesse
eventually stopped talking about it because he joined SAG once he was in Predator.
Right.
And he was like, I got my union.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, like, Hogan and Vince probably, like, were super close. I mean, remember, they spent that whole 24 hours in that hotel room writing No Holds Bar. It's like they're brothers, so of course he's got to tell him.
Corey Dank, well, also because Jesse said he found out that Hogan was paid more than ever. At WrestleMania 3, Hogan was paid more than everyone combined, including Andre.
But he's the draw.
He's
the name.
Corey Dank, what's the one thing Undertaker could do that would make seeing him again at Survivor Series worth tuning into? There has to be one thing we could see that people... Well, like the last guy said.
Being the last guy in.
Yeah.
You know? Or even a face-off with The Fiend.
Right.
Andy Piccone, Pushfire Barry, standing up to Vince and getting released, being obedient and making more money, or bouncing back and forth between companies?
I'm going to push bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
Pull an X-Pac. Just kind of go wherever the money is in that moment.
Jericho, sure. Culture Junkie, who will jizz louder, Vince watching Drew versus Roman at Survivor Series or Andrew Once Zelina Vega makes her OnlyFans show full porn. Wow.
Oh, Jesus. Lord. Well, now, Andrew, jeez. Sorry. I will
how
change.
Disrespectful to my change. Vega. She will never post. She'll just send those to me privately. Right. She's not going to post that for everyone.
She has messages.
It's just for me.
Right.
Hossy Bomb, will Drew and Orton trade back and forth to either get to get Orton to tie Flair and Cena? Do you think they do it enough to pass both?
I think maybe. I thought of that, too. When Drew took the title, and I was like, no, I think they're just doing this to give it back to Orton again, to give him another one. That gives him 15. Oof. Now he's closing in on the record, and Orton's an active wrestler. Why not let Orton break it? He's related to Flair in a way. Cena's right. not coming back anytime soon. To bring Cena back now to break the record would almost seem like forced.
Yeah.
So no, I thought about that.
I don't think that's good. Yeah, I mean, maybe with Orton, yeah. This feud's been going on long enough, though.
Right.
I mean, it's since August or late July.
Yep.
Alan Dick, where's Balor's quote? Same old Monday Night Raw. It's right here, buddy. Same and it did come back. He said it needs to come back weekly. Well, it's back this week.
Yeah.
Carolyn Holly, can y'all make your dream Survivor Series teams male and female? Like of all time or now?
Can't be all time.
I don't know. All time seems like the only one that
would make sense.
Oh, I mean,
sorry, Eric Hogan's my captain.
That's your team.
Well, then we're going to have to fight about that, Hogan, because guess what? I'm the captain, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's just like us naming our top five superstars ever.
Top yeah, but 10. They have to be like relatable.
Well, no, she said team, not yeah, oh, team. Just one team.
Yeah.
Like Stone Cold, Shawn, Taker, Rock, Jericho. There you go.
Oh, Jericho. Hogan, done. Macho, HBK, Stone Cold, The Rock is what I had.
Eric.
Kurt Angle. Shut John up. Benjamin.
Chris Ben.
Oh.
Eddie.
Eddie, you could say Eddie Guerrero.
Well, yeah, he didn't murder anyone.
Female?
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee's good.
Sasha Paige. Banks.
Sasha. I'd put Charlotte in there.
Becky.
Becky, that's it. That's mine.
Lita and Trish.
Oh, Lita.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trish is. I'd take out.
Or no, replace Lita with, or replace Trish with Jaina.
Jaina. All right, Eric.
Eric's doing his math.
Sasha right. Beck, so, carry the one.
Yeah. So the men's team would be Angle, Edge, Stone Cold, Y2J, and The Rock. Mm-hmm. And then the women's one would be Sasha, Becky, Charlotte, and Bayley, and Ronda.
Oh, the four horsewomen with Ronda?
Yeah.
No AJ Lee?
No.
He
no
wants the four horsewomen.
Four horsewomen.
It's his list!
And who wins, the men or the women?
The women.
They always win.
The women.
Women's. Brandon J. Stevens, what happened to storytelling? The Fiend is the only thing interesting in 5 hours of programming every week. We have twice the athletes than the Attitude Era and a tenth of the storyline. Kill me.
Okay.
All right. We'll
send
be right
us
there.
Your address and
oh boy.
We will kill you.
Terry Melton, too. Should we be surprised? Drew won the title considering this is the third time in 4 years the title has changed hands the week of Survivor Series. Not at all.
No.
Mark Furman, have you ever considered having punishments for the lowest pay-per-view prediction scorecard each time? Something like the loser has to watch and recap AEW Dark main event, Impact, or NXT UK on the show next week.
Wow.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, though, in fear of me being the lowest score.
Right.
NXT UK, I heard, is a good show, but the other three, for sure, would be
punishment. I already watched too much wrestling.
Main event. And that's next bad. Up on main event, we have we have Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. Oh, okay. They're showing this on main event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Tony Nese versus Chad Gable.
The main event of main event.
Of main event.
Fucking show's called Main Event. They haven't had one main event in the history of the fucking show. No. It's on Hulu. It's been on Hulu for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. You have to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
For that bullshit show.
Jeez.
That's all for fan questions. So now it's time for Survivor Series predictions.
And still.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're the champ?
And still.
You're the champ? I forgot. You've been so irrelevant as champion.
Oh!
Bia, bia!
How am I irrelevant? The GOAT has the title. That's, I mean, like when Flair has the title, everyone knows
funny.
It.
Everyone forgot.
Yeah.
All right. The champ. First match. We got the women's Survivor Series match, Raw versus SmackDown. Of course, no NXT this year. Who do you got for the women?
I've got Team SmackDown.
I've got Team Raw.
I've got Team SmackDown. Who is the first superstar eliminated?
I have Lana.
Lana.
I have Peyton Royce.
All right, who has the most eliminations?
Bianca Belair.
Good one.
I have Bianca Belair as well.
I have Nia Jax. Okay. Looks like we're both coming in different directions.
Yes. Joe's dropping this title, and Eric and I are tying, but then Joe will keep it because we tie.
Yeah.
any DQs or countouts?
I have no.
All right, one at a time, please.
You start.
I have yes.
No.
I have no. Final person eliminated.
Bailey.
Nia.
So far, Eric and I have the same exact card.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Name one survivor.
I'm doing it. Lana.
You're crazy.
I'm not.
Right. You are crazy.
9 weeks in a row is the longest setup. This is WWE.
And then she's going to win the title?
They let Kurt Hawkins go.
What's the point?
It's a fucking Survivor Series.
200.
And then what happened in the end? He won.
It hasn't been finisher, 200 for Lana.
The role.
She has to go through 200 tables.
Anyway, I'm going all in on that.
What a joke that would be.
I named Bianca.
So, me too.
Oh, that's a good Belair. Survivor.
All right.
If they win.
Who joins Team SmackDown? There's two spots left, so you just got to get one of them right.
I have Natalya.
Oh, you pick one here, because I put both.
No, just pick one.
Just one.
Just pick one.
I'll do Carmella.
Okay.
I put Billy Kay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's awesome. Walking around with a resume.
Yeah.
And then does Nia put Lana through the table?
Yes.
I said no.
I said yes.
What's the point of it then? If they don't pay
there
off?
Because then it's number 10.
Yeah.
You got to do it 10 times. Yeah. What's the point?
The rule of comedy in the WWE. Rule of 10.
Rule of 10. And then if Vince likes it, keep doing it.
Yeah.
Men's Survivor Series match, Raw versus SmackDown.
I got SmackDown. It seems so overwhelmingly Raw favored at this point.
I have Raw because they keep imploding every week. I feel like they want you to think that they're going to implode again.
No, but lately they've been imploding when they show that.
Fucking three monsters on their team.
I know.
First eliminated?
I have Matt Riddle.
I feel good about that after the fans said The Undertaker might be the last member.
Right, yeah.
First eliminated for me is Corbin.
Okay.
I have Corbin as well.
Yeah. Right.
Who has the most eliminations?
I have Keith Lee.
I also have Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Lars Sullivan, even though he's not officially on the team yet.
Okay. All right.
Any DQs or countouts?
No.
I have yes.
Yes.
Seems like they always do it with the men.
That's how Keith Lee will get eliminated. And Lars. Braun. Keith Lee and Lars will eliminate each other, or Keith or Braun and Lars, three.
Yep.
Final person eliminated?
I have Braun.
I have Rollins.
I have Kevin Owens.
Uh-huh.
Name one survivor?
AJ.
I put Seth.
I have AJ. And then who joins Team SmackDown? I put Lars.
I put Lars as well.
I put Daniel Bryan.
He's dead.
Shit.
He's dead until next Friday.
Yeah.
Where he'll challenge Roman. Street Profits versus the New Day.
I've got New Day.
I've got Street Profits. We have a complete opposite prediction sheet.
We do.
I have Street Profits.
Hmm.
I think they got to pass the torch to them.
Yeah.
New Day's won enough.
Right.
I got Ford pinning Woods.
Same.
I've got Woods pinning Dawkins.
All right. Any interference?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, no.
Clean.
I was thinking about putting Big E as interference.
Yeah, but why would he interfere?
Right.
Where's he going to throw pancakes? Oh, shit. All right.
Fuck.
Big E throwing pancakes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
They just dump pancakes from the top, and then you see Big E up there laughing like a maniac.
Right.
And then, of course, Ford and Dawkins slip on all of them and lose. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The feud from 2017 that no one wants again.
Yeah, I got Sami Zayn.
That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Roll up.
I have my lock of the century. How else? Lashley.
Yeah, I have Lashley with a submission.
Yep.
I've got Zayn with a pin.
How many people interfere?
I got one.
Yeah, one. One MVP? Of those fucks will do it, sure.
I got zero. I think Lashley will beat him clean.
All right.
Asuka versus Sasha Banks.
I've got Asuka with a submission.
Same.
I've got Asuka with a pin. I don't think Sasha's going to tap.
And well, I think she passes out, though. They can have her pass out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I think, it's because...
Either Carmella or Bayley are going to fuck with her.
How many people interfere?
I put one.
One, but the good money's probably two. They probably both...
I know, I was trying to decide between one and two, but I put one.
Yeah.
And then Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns.
I've got Roman.
I hate this, but of course
Roman. Always bet on Roman.
Always. Yeah.
Roman with a pin, yes?
Yep. Yeah.
How many people interfere?
One.
Two.
I was debating that as well.
Yeah,
I thought
me too.
Orton, NJ, but I went one. I think it'll be Orton.
I was thinking Orton right. and Paul.
Yeah, but Paul doesn't really get involved anymore.
No,
like
he never
that.
Interferes.
But it could be Jay. Could yeah. be Jay coming out. Yeah, two's probably good money, too.
Surprise appearance.
I have HBK.
Good choice, Undertaker.
Yeah, I've got Kane.
Congratulations on retirement, Undertaker.
Yeah.
I'll see you next year in Saudi, Undertaker.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I put Kane as well.
Yeah.
Any Soul Survivors?
Sure.
Yeah.
I said yes as well. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Women's Survivor Series.
Yeah, probably. I put the tag team champions.
I put Women's Survivor Series. What's the main event?
Men's. Drew versus Roman.
Ooh.
You put the Men's Survivor Series for the main event?
I did.
That Kitty. Is incorrect. It's McIntyre Reigns.
Yep.
Lock of the Century.
Roman winning.
Yeah, I got Roman.
I put Lashley. Just in case they fuck up with Roman, because Drew's being pushed to the moon right now.
Me and you are running away with this thing.
We'll see.
Yeah, but you put Sammy, so I'm running away with this thing.
You're going to trip, and I'm going to pick it up and run away.
Which brand wins the night?
Raw.
I got a tie.
Okay.
I got 6-3.
I put SmackDown. They've never won. They've like never won since they've had the brand split in 2016.
So that tells you to pick them?
Yeah, they're due.
They are due.
Because last year NXT won. The year before, Raw swept SmackDown, except for the pre-show.
Yeah.
And then also the year before, Raw won.
Right. Yep.
So I have SmackDown. Is The Undertaker the last part of the show?
Yes. I put no here.
I put yes.
He has to be.
Even if, so if the main event's the men's match and he's in it, I guess that would count.
Yes, it would.
Yeah. Well, because he'd probably win it, so he wouldn't be standing there.
Does The Undertaker beat someone up?
I said yes.
Yeah.
I said yes. And does The Undertaker hype one more match? Or do they hype one more match?
I put hell
Undertaker?
To the no.
I put yes.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. I think he will.
The Fiend?
He will hint at it.
Oh, but they won't do it.
Right.
Also, he'll just be like, maybe I'll be back. Or some
maybe
stupid shit.
I'll see you at rest.
He's got, the question is, does he hype one more match?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. It might be.
All he has to do is like, maybe wrestle.
I think there's.
He fucks the sign.
That's not hyping a match. That's hinting at maybe a match.
Yeah.
At this point, I would
hyping
say.
At the hint.
If this point, if I had to, at this point, if I had to put money on it, I would bet on the Taker being on Team SmackDown now.
Yeah.
But
thanks,
James. How did none of us think of that?
Fuck.
That's not going to happen. That's too cool.
Well, the whole time I was thinking of like the Fiend Taker have a stare down. I think there's a chance of that too.
Yeah, it could be.
If that happens.
Does Taker really want to not really want to have his last match in front of no one? You know, that's my thing.
Hold on. It still will
Wait, where?
Have one more. No, I mean, next WrestleMania will be in Tampa next year. You know, and they'll have fans.
Yeah.
So if you're putting good money on Taker.
Yeah.
If Taker, I'm being on Team SmackDown. If that happens, SmackDown will win.
Yeah.
It will be the last match.
Yeah.
And he will be the last thing. So, I'm hoping for that too.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen. What a All sick, right. what a sick bastard.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Well, and still, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right. That is it. We'll see you at Survivor Series. But until then, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Nice. And become
Wait. Right there.
Uh-huh.
Right Pro there. Wrestling Tees, Black Friday is coming up. Usually they do some sort of sale.
They will.
So if you've been wanting a What's Wrong with Wrestling shirt.
Yeah.
Black Friday, I'm sure they'll have some sort of sale.
Yeah.
Get them all. All of them.
You can get them on sale, which means we'll make less money, but
you'll
whatever.
Have a cool shirt.
But you'll have to take advantage.
You'll still get a shout out on the show.
You will.
That's for sure.
But a less shout. It won't be as enthusiastic.
Then we got $2 from the... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We get more than that. And then you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling for the Wednesday Night War recaps, all the brackets where Eric loses his shit.
Is that Hogan the selling debate. Point on it now?
Yeah. The Hogan debate, where Joe loses his shit.
Oh, Joe.
And,
his shit.
You know, everything else, where I lose my shit. Yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Survivor Series recap, where Andrew and Eric lose their shit.
when Joe doesn't retain.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.